for those who are outside, redeeming the time. God wants to bring time back to its original value. Every second that you're in is His time. You're a part of God's kingdom. You're a steward of time. It's one of the most awesome things that you've been given the privilege of. You're here for a very small period of time. It's important to leave a legacy. Not that, ooh, look how great he was. No, look, I want my name known in heaven as one who obeyed, and there's millions of people before me that paid a price for me to have what I have right now, that I'm a good steward of that, and my name's known in heaven as a good steward of the time that God's put me in, and I want my name known in hell as one that's feared. That's the legacy. So God wants us to redeem the time. You're redeeming the time. You have people all around you. I had people all around me on this trip. And God love them. God bless them. They're going down there. You think that because they're going down there on a trip with Pastor Benny, that they're moving in the kingdom, at least believing the message. You have the kingdom in you. Jesus said the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said when you're looking and someone says the kingdom's here or the kingdom's there, don't look here or there, for I tell you the kingdom is in you. So the Holy Spirit is in you. The kingdom of God is in you, and you're a steward of that. Now you're redeeming the time. You're walking in wisdom. Wisdom of man or wisdom of God? Not having in mind the things of man, but the things of God.